Isn't it weird that we have one hand that knows how to do everything, mm-hmm. and the other hand just kind of sits there like, I don't know how to hold a pencil.
It is a dumb hand.
Yeah.
I mean, this segment is dedicated to all the useless other hands out there.
Okay,
I would totally high-five you with it, but then we'd both look like idiots. So let's just get to the part where we use our mouths to say what's been on our minds lately.
All right.
We're going to start with Brooke. Brooke, what's on your mind?
Oh, my God. My husband has lost his mind.
Oh, no.
He is adamant that people have the baby on board sticker are the worst people on the planet. Because he thinks positive that the people who have those stickers are only doing it so they can illegally use the carpool lane.
Well, yeah, duh.
Oh.
Obviously.
And I go, Michael, it's for like first responders so that if the car gets in an accident, they know that there's a baby in there.
Is that the purpose?
I thought it was for like us so we know if we're going to speed and cut someone off.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
We got to be chill around that car.
No, he is certain, and it's gotten to a point where now he hates everyone who has this sticker. And like we'll be in like a parking lot of a Target, and he's like, no, we can't leave yet. And I'm like, why? And he's like, because we got to wait to see if the person who comes out actually has a baby or not.
He's checking them?
Maybe like, they didn't have their baby that day.
Yeah, exactly. They may not always have the child
That's
with them.
Yeah.
And he's like, just wait. No baby carrier. I guarantee it.
So now you're having stakeouts in the parking lot of grocery
stores. You guys, he'll pull up next to cars just so that we can try to look in to see if there's a baby. I'm like, they're not doing it to just use the carpool lane.
Also, that's so rude. Like pulling up next to somebody and being like,
show us your kid.
Prove it.
Yeah.
Well, now at least you know what you're going to get him for Father's Day coming up.
Ooh,
get him a little baby on board sticker for his car.
We don't have any babies.
Well,
I guess he thinks that you don't need one.
You don't need one. He'll finally understand the benefits of the sticker once he owns one himself. Jose, what's been on your mind?
Well, if you've never heard of it, Alexis and I, we do a segment for the show called Whatcha Doin'.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And recently we were at a Justin Timberlake concert.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I have to say, we were stopped by listeners more than ever before.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was crazy. I felt like we were celebrities.
Why, were you illegally parked or something?
No, but some people are getting bold. Like, one guy literally ran up while Alexis was starting an interview, kisses me on the cheek, lifts me up, and spins me around in the air. And that felt pretty good, actually, because I haven't been embraced like that. But,
that was the Dirty Dancing moment.
So, I mean, these are, like, getting elaborate, which I loved it. But the most embarrassing part is sometimes listeners can't remember my name.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And one person, I felt bad for her. Girl gets super excited.
Yeah.
She sees me. And she goes, oh, my gosh, it's him! And she yells, I love you, Jeffrey!
Oh.
And I look over, and I'm just like, oh, I'm not Jeff, but hi! And the look on her face, you guys.
Oh.
She slumps over.
Oh.
And just, like, walks away.
Because she was feeling embarrassed? Or because she's just so disappointed that you're not Jeffrey?
Disappointed in herself, I believe.
Okay.
She seemed like I probably was her favorite person in the world. And just a Freudian slip ruined it.
Wow.
You should have corrected them.
Yeah, no. She deserves to feel that way. She should feel bad about herself.
No, so I want you to know, I felt bad. If you're listening, I want to give you a hug. I don't care who you think I am.
And you're okay with being picked up?
Oh, yeah. If you pick me up, that's a feat of strength on you.
All right.
I'm just going to put it out there for listeners. No picking up of me.
Yeah.
That's not touching.
Jose's body, though, fair game. Whatever you want to do to
it. If you can lick it, you can do whatever you like
to
it.
Okay. All right. No, you're welcome, listeners. Alexis, what's been on your mind?
So I've been really jealous lately because...
I know.
Okay, I'm always jealous, but something more than normal. Because editor Ashley out there, she's been using Rover, you know, like the dog. Walking app.
Oh, yeah, she's been making money on the side by walking people's dogs.
She gets to meet cute dogs.
Yes, she gets to meet cute dogs. Walk them makes easy money, okay?
Yeah.
My roommate is also bragging to me. She's been on it. Two separate dog sitting things. She's made $500 each weekend.
Whoa.
Oh, God. Crazy. Am I not paying you enough?
Yeah,
wow,
Brooke. But anyways, they're doing that. So they're both telling me, like, Alexis, get on it, you know, make some extra money.
Yeah.
I have been on it since January.
Oh, wow.
And you know what I've got? Zero requests. Zero bookings.
Why? Are you just charging too much?
I don't know what I'm doing. I made it the minute I wrecked my car because I was like, I need money.
Yeah.
And I just thought the app was broken. But then they're just talking about how good it's been doing for them.
Have you ever done one walk?
No, nothing.
What?
Well, besides for Brooke and off the app, so it doesn't count. You know?
Brooke probably went in and rated you a 0 star, so no one loved you.
Yeah, I got to keep her cheap, you guys. Yeah. I'm not paying $500 for a weekend.
I know. I don't know what's wrong, and I don't know if my account just looks bad now, like if I've chose a bad photo or something, but...
It's just a photo of her open mouth kissing a dog.
That's it. See, that,
yeah.
Now we get it.
They don't like that?
She cares too much.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if this is how people feel on dating apps sometimes, but this is on me on Rover. I feel unwanted.
All right, Jeffrey, what's on your mind?
My co-hosts know this, but maybe some of the listeners don't. I am Jewish.
Yeah.
Born into a Jewish home, raised with dreidels and Yom Kippur and an overbearing mom.
Yeah.
All
okay.
of it.
Yeah.
And the other day, I'm at the dog park, and one of my, because I have a dog named Bagel, by the way, and
it.
One of my Jewish friends asked me if Bagel had his bar mitzvah yet.
Wait. Oh my God, what is that?
Is that a thing?
I was like, what are you talking about? He said there's a lot of people in Jewish homes who have celebrations when their dogs come of age.
No.
Oh, I want to be
What
there.
Age is that for a dog?
Yeah.
I thought at first, no way, this has to be a joke.
Yeah.
But then I researched it. Apparently, it happens when they turn 13 in dog years.
That's really old.
Which is 3-ish in human years.
Yeah. Oh, okay, okay.
And they'll have a little ceremony and an after party of them converting over to be a little doggy Jew.
Will it be like yours where you get to record an album and then we get to play it on the radio?
Well, I don't even know. I'm just learning about all this stuff.
Okay.
So there are some rabbis I saw online who thought the idea of a bar mitzvah is a disgrace that mocks the entire Jewish lifestyle.
Probably a little sacrilegious.
But a few rabbis say that as long as they convert to eating kosher dog food, then it's good.
Okay. Are you willing to do that for him?
I don't know.
Is it like no pork for bacon?
Yeah, I don't know if I should plan a bar mitzvah for this summer for when he turns 3.
Just for us.
But would you guys show up for it if I have him in a little tally?
What's the gift expectation at something like this?
It's usually like a check for like 10 grand. That's what most Jewish families would do if they actually love them.
I'm out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you guys can do something less like
I'm
a... like
awful with money. If it's a check, it can bounce. I'm totally out, dude.
Maybe just like a milk bone. That would be
okay. Yeah, back in.
It's on my mind, so stay tuned. But text in 78592. Tell us what's been on your mind. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.